With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After delivering advance warning to civilians, Israel carrying out an intense aerial bombing campaign of the Hamas stronghold of Gaza City. The BBC's Rushdi Abu Alouf is in Gaza, says the devastation is overwhelming.
Very quickly, you can see the scale of destruction in this neighborhood. It's called Rimal neighborhood. It's the economic hub for Gaza that has been completely targeted. Many buildings were destroyed. Behind me is the 11-story building that was knocked down 2 days ago. Israel said they have carried out 200 airstrikes targeting the Hamas infrastructure. In fact, they hit many buildings, government buildings belonging to the Hamas-run authority, but the civilian homes were completely affected and some of them were completely destroyed.
Israel's response to Saturday's brutal terrorist attack that saw the slaughter of innocent civilians, men, women and children, young and old, even infants. Rockets continue to strike southern Israel, meanwhile, the city of Sderot in the crosshairs. And while leaving out any mention of Iran, President Biden is pledging U.S. support for Israel.
The president strongly condemned the sheer evil of the assault, comparing Hamas to ISIS terrorists, and he reiterated America's commitment to Israel's security.
The United States has Israel's back. We will make sure the Jewish and democratic state of Israel can defend itself today, tomorrow, as we always have.
Mr. Biden added that he has no higher priority than the safety of Americans being held hostage. White House officials acknowledge there are citizens unaccounted for, but they don't know how many may be hostages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Election day in the House of Representatives. Lawmakers to vote today on a new Speaker of the House. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 45 points. This is SRN News. Human rights activists are calling out Turkey.
Alliance Defending Freedom International held a recent panel discussion in Poland that focused on the persecution of Christians in Turkey. ADF spokesman Lydia Reeder says, quote, "The government in Ankara is actively stifling the Christian faith. This is a particularly bitter pill to swallow, given the ancient presence of Christians in the country shortly after Christ's resurrection. Christian believers first took the gospel into Turkey." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Afghanistan are fleeing to neighboring Pakistan. They're being housed, along with many other exiles, in a refugee camp in northwestern Pakistan. The Christians are trying to escape the Taliban, which has been hunting them. However, it's debatable how safe any Christ follower will be in Pakistan, where persecution is a daily feature of life. Afghan Christians hoping to eventually flee the region entirely, perhaps winding up in the U.S. at some point in the future. SRN News. The Kremlin suffers a setback at the U.N.
Russia has been defeated in its bid to regain a seat in the United Nations' premier human rights body by a significant majority in an election in the General Assembly, which voted last year to suspend Moscow after its invasion of Ukraine. Russia competed against Albania and Bulgaria for two seats in the Geneva-based Human Rights Council representing the East European Regional Group. In Tuesday's secret ballot vote, Bulgaria got 160 votes, Albania got 123 votes, and Russia just 83 votes. Keith Peters reporting.
Suffering a serious bout of pneumonia, Olympic gymnastics champion Mary Lou Retton is in intensive care in a Texas hospital. Retton's daughter, McKenna Kelly, shared her mother's condition. Kelly says 55-year-old Retton is fighting for her life and at this point is not able to breathe on her own. More details at srnnews.com.